In some churches, they don't dedicate, they christen. And if I get our representation of baby Jesus out here, this is the family christening gown. Peter did not wear this. He was rather relieved when he saw it this morning. So am I. It actually doesn't fasten up at the back. And I never wore it, because my parents were a bit rebellious as well. So the last time that this would have been worn was probably in the 1940s for one of my mum's sisters. But when Jesus was taken to be dedicated, there would have been tradition, but I doubt very much whether he would have had a frilly dress. And Peter's going to read for us the description of that event from Luke chapter 2. Thank you.
I'm going to start at verse 21. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise him, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given before he had been conceived. When the time of their purification, according to the law of Moses, had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
When Mary and Joseph took Jesus to the temple, Mary was considered to be unclean. She would have been unclean for longer had she had a baby girl. That was weeks more before you were considered able to be spoken to. The beginning of that passage, I'm glad that Greg took Lawrence out, because we wouldn't like him to hear. Lawrence is 12 days old. At 8 days, he would have had the snip. And so at six weeks, he would have been taken to the temple. And Mary and Joseph would have made sacrifices. Two doves or two pigeons. tradition at the time. Lorna, assuming that you're going to bring Lawrence to be dedicated, you don't need to bring any doves or pigeons. They dedicated Jesus to God. Again, normal practice. And then an older gentleman came up to them. Well, I assumed he was older. And one of the things that Peter gave for Christmas was reflections for Advent for next year. He's organized, written by one of his professors and his wife. And they actually pointed out, it doesn't tell us that Simeon is old. But often we assume he is because he talks about that he knew he wouldn't die until he had seen the Messiah. And now he had seen the Messiah, God could release him. So you automatically assume that he's lived a long life and he's now ready to go. It doesn't actually tell us that. And this gentleman came, took hold of the baby. And we've done it this morning. We've taken hold of the baby and we've cooed. And we've aahed. Oh, look at his eyes. What colour are they? Does he look like his mum or like his dad? It's instinct. It's what we do. But then Simeon said some rather strange things about what the baby will do in the future. A couple of weeks ago, one of our young men sang to us. And I knew before then that we'd asked George to sing, but not what he was going to sing. And I secretly hoped that he would find a favourite song of mine. And then about 2 weeks beforehand, sort of the end of November, I heard what he was going to sing. And then I heard that Dad might not be able to hear him sing on that Sunday because he was working. So I said, George, will you sing it again for us? So George, will you come and sing for us, please?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you will deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you'll kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know? The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? That sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Just in case you didn't get the words, Mike, can you just put them up on the screen for us? I didn't have them put up whilst George was singing because I knew I would be tempted to join in. So I just want us to look, you know, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would walk on water? You know, save the sons and daughters? Come to make... Next verse, please, Mike. Did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Calm a storm. Walk where angels trod. And did you know that when you kissed your baby, you were kissing the face of God? Some of these things Mary had been told. Gabriel had told her that her baby was to be the Son of God. We've got another verse to come up. Did you know that your baby is the Lord of all creation? Yes, she did. That your baby would one day rule nations? She may have questioned. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And is great I am. So Gabriel had told Mary that her son was the Son of God. She'd heard Elizabeth's husband, Zachariah, say that Jesus would be the Saviour. And now this gentleman in the temple had come to her and told her that her son would reveal God's light to the Gentiles. He told her that people would speak against him and that sorrow like a sharp sword would break her heart. And then an old lady, now it does tell us she was an old lady, and she was even older than me, came and gave thanks to God for the baby and went off to tell everyone else. So what can we learn from today's reading? First of all, to thank God. Not just for babies, but for everything that he gives us. To be patient for God's timing. Yes, Simeon had waited a long time. But he trusted that God would answer those prayers. And God always answers our prayers. Not necessarily in the timing that we would like. And not always the way we would like. Because sometimes those answers are no. and sometimes there, not just at the moment. We learn to recognise that God can use people of all ages. Yeah. Anna, there is a little, not confusion, but apparently different translations will say different things about the number of years in that passage. And the professor is a bit unclear and said, you know, some people say she was married for 7 years and widowed for 84. Some people would say she was betrothed for 7 years and then married. Some people would say that the 84 years is her age. Whatever. She was at least 84, but she may have been 104. She was older than me. Okay? She clearly did not think she had completed her life's work. Rather, to the extent that was appropriate for her age, she was vigorous, active, and thinking about the future. She may well have guessed that she wouldn't live to see the work of the Messiah, whom she saw as a 6-week-old child, but that didn't stop her from rejoicing at his birth and speaking about him to those who were longing for the Messiah to come. Being active for God does not end when our youth or young adulthood have passed. It may be true that younger people have more energy and often more by way of ideals than we who may be older and less physically fit. That does not mean that we cannot serve God and focus on living for him. I did ask how old Professor Bash was, but apparently he's a little older than me, but probably similar age. It also does not mean that God will not use us. God gave Anna insight about the significance of a newborn child, and she had the courage to speak about that child to all who shared her longing for the Messiah to come. God can use people of all ages. We also learn to recognise God when he acts. Anna recognised that this baby was the Messiah. And finally, we learn to tell people about Jesus. When we go back to work or school, what will we tell people about Christmas? Will we just tell them about the presents that we've received or given? Will we tell them that we held a newborn baby? Will we tell them about the hope, peace, love, and joy of Christmas? Will we tell them of the Saviour who came to save us? I appreciate it's not always easy telling people that you've been to church, that you believe in God, that you believe that Christmas is about the birth of the Saviour. But it's what we need to do. And there are some ways that are easier than others.